Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Majesty, and in part one of Pastor Duck's message.
Praise team, I'm glad today he is Majesty, and we've got every reason to thank him for what he's done.
Majesty, I'll worship his majesty. That was the question Jesus asked from our text in John 16. I came forth, starting with verse number 28. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, and he answered them with a question. He says, do you now believe? Let me ask you a question. What is it going to take to get you to believe? not only in salvation. What is it going to take for God to wake you up and to show you what He is offering you in the greatest plan for your life that has ever been demonstrated? And that is through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that He offers you salvation. How can you refuse eternal life in heaven? I've never understood how someone can say, no, not now. Man, now is the accepted time. Paul said, behold, today is the day of salvation. But now let me flip the coin on the other side, because every coin has two sides, right? On the other side, Jesus just didn't save you to leave you like you were. He saved you that you could become a believer. And a believer believes in the inerrancy and infallibility and in the inspired and every word of God in all 66 books. And you believe that He is still a miracle working God. Do you believe today? I mean, do you now believe that you have received Him? What are you believing Him for? Well, let's read on. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Aren't you glad the Father's with us too? Whew, glory. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. But in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord and His word that will change, transform your life today and do a mighty work. According to Pew Research, that's P-E-W, one in ten say they don't believe in God. Did a little research on that. Statistics over the years have changed drastically. From what people believe, what they believe on, what they believe in. Some Christian people who used to believe in the Word of God now no longer believe that God can perform miracles and do great and mighty things. Those who believe in the prophetic Word of God, which I happen to believe that God has it all spelled out plain and clear. Then all the writers come along and disrupt your thinking and you're really not sure what you believe. Just believe God's word. You don't have to believe what man says. You need to believe what God says. And then we're living in a world today that says there is no God. And we see visible evidence of that. It's been declared openly. And people are living like there is no God. There's no heaven to gain, no hell to shun. And we're living in a very disturbing generation today. And, you know, the thing that really concerns me is the number of atheists and agnostics today continue to grow. And then to flaunt that in front today of we who are believers, it seems like we're in a generation that to believe in Christ and Christianity, you're suppressed. But if you have some of these far-fetched ideas, and even if you're an atheist now, you've got rights. And everybody is so sensitive about offending someone. Let me tell you what. The gospel will offend you. The gospel will also correct you. And we need the gospel. We need to be told what we are. We are sinners apart from Christ. There's no hope today in this world except Jesus. And you need Him in your life. And you must receive Him for your life to be changed. So today, if the gospel offends you today, honestly, I'm not being arrogant or rude. I'm just telling you today, I don't apologize for that. Because you need to be offended. You need for God to shake you up. You need for God to wake you up. You need for God to get you to the place of realizing who you are and where you are, where you're going and what you've done. But realize today God has given us a promise that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's what our God will do. Amen. Even in the ranks of Christians today, there has become a lack of certainty even in the existence of God. People don't believe. Well, I've talked to people all the time. People who used to be on the firing line of faith and they drifted off and they've drifted back into the world. Where'd your faith go? Where'd your walk go? Where'd your relationship? Where is what you said you believed? Where did it go? Well, Pastor, you know. No, I don't know, because I don't believe there's no earthly reason, excuse that you can come up with today that would cause you today to now not believe that He exists. Oh, where's God in my troubles? Where's God in my problems? Where's God when I'm going through the dark valleys of life? Oh, He's right there. So you're so busy looking at your valleys, you're not seeing Jesus who's in the valley with you. I'm telling you, our God's alive. Amen. Very much alive. It appears a driving force behind the overall, basically, the overall drop in belief in our world today has become generational. This generation in which we're living today. You know, we can attach today all the statistics that we can find today and summaries, but I'm going to tell you what the bottom line is today. The bottom line is this today, as found in Psalms 14. David said, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." That's God's word. That's what God said. God said to deny Him and to refuse to believe in Him and to refuse to accept Him, you have qualified yourself in being a fool. Amen. There may be places today in the lives of people, and I think we've all been there at point and places and times in our life where maybe we even question God. We didn't question His existence, but we question things that happened in our life. The leadership of God brought about sometimes a challenge or a dilemma or a place of difficulty in your life. There's places today find us. Maybe it was an unexpected death of a loved one. I don't know how many times I've sat with people and they said, "Pastor, tell me why. Why did God take my loved one?" Friend, let me tell you, we just have to trust God. You know, at the terminal diagnosis from a doctor, and you're going in for what you thought was just a routine checkup, and all of a sudden he says, "I'm sorry, but you're terminally ill. And there's no treatment available that can correct the dilemma that you're facing." There's times that we say, "God, why me? Why am I going through this?" And there's then the unexpected problems that arise in our life. We think life is going along just perfectly well and smooth and everything's great and good. And all of a sudden we hit a place in our life that seemingly all hell breaks loose. And we don't know which way to turn. Let me tell you where you can turn, where you can always turn. You can turn to God, because God, who's a God who's always there. He's a God who'll never fail you. Amen. See, you can't trust your circumstances, but you can trust the God in your circumstances. So at the place of job loss today and financial dilemma, why did I lose my job? And, you know, we're seeing this happen nationwide, that there's a gross loss of jobs going on, and an unemployment picture is really bleak, and times in which brings about then a stress in finances today. If you don't have it coming in, how do you pay the bills? Does that create problems? Sure it does. How about the breakup of a home or family today that is going through some times of difficulty and challenge? I'm here to tell you today, God can mend and heal any family. But you've got to be willing to let Him do it. At the place of constant stress and pressures of life, we find ourselves sometimes saying, "God, why am I going through this? Why am I facing that?" But you can be assured of this one fact today. Our God's not dead. Our God is not dead. The circumstances of life may get tough sometimes. And I'm going to tell you, I see it every day. As a matter of fact, most of what I do is dealing with people who are going through times of trial or difficulty or sickness or a bad report from a doctor or any number of things that is happening in life. As I told someone last week, I said, "You know, my phone doesn't ring too often and people are getting a text to say, it's a marvelous day. And everything is just wonderful." As a matter of fact, I can't recall when I got a text like that. It's been so long. Because people go through real stuff, don't they? Oh, but in the midst of the real stuff that we encounter and go through, there's a real God who is a present help and who is our confidant and who is our friend that never fails us and who walks with us through the valley experiences of life.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.